It's lunchtime at the Pink Pony, and several dozen cars line its parking lot. The strip club would not speak with me on record or let me talk to its customers. But one of its attorneys says a club will ask justices to reconsider the case. At a nearby shopping plaza, Brookhaven businessman Aaron Glass says he dislikes the ruling.
Everybody knows when somebody participates in establishments like that, there's going to have to be alcohol involved. And that's another way for those clubs really to make money. In order for them to survive, they have to have that alcohol to draw the people in.
Glass thinks the city's law could drive the Pink Pony out of business or force the club to move. But Brookhaven Mayor J. Max Davis says a strip club can continue to sell alcohol if they change to partially nude dancing.
Our ordinance wasn't targeted at any one business. It was targeted at making sure that we didn't have a proliferation of businesses that would drive down property values and drive up problems.
But in court, Pink Pony attorneys argued the Brookhaven law violates free speech rights and goes against a previous agreement it had with DeKalb County. Brookhaven passed the law less than a month after it incorporated. And as more and more new cities are created in the Atlanta area, Amy Henderson with the Georgia Municipal Association says many are also considering land use questions.
What kind of businesses do we maybe want to encourage? So it may not be about adult entertainment type businesses, but it could be, you know, we want to encourage more business development over here, more residential over here.
The Georgia Supreme Court has ruled in favor of local governments in several similar cases. Michelle Worth, WABE News.